Well, in another blow to the stalemated Middle East talks, Israeli forces have shelled the Gaza Strip, killing two Palestinians. Our correspondent has the details.
Two Palestinians were killed and a third injured in an Israeli airstrike in the northern part of the Gaza Strip. According to witnesses, two missiles were fired from an Israeli warplane that targeted a group of resistance men in Sudania neighborhood. The Israeli army said in an email statement that the men were preparing to fire rockets into southern Israel. Gaza health officials said one of the men was killed immediately, while the other succumbed to his wounds after being taken to hospital.
The occupation warplanes targeted the resistance men who were vigilant defending their land. And as we today bury our martyrs, we say that we will continue our resistance.
Israel has repeatedly attacked Gaza since the end of its war on the densely populated coastal strip in late 2008. Gaza has been under an Israeli siege since 2007. Some analysts say the recent Israeli military actions in the besieged Gaza are both a reaction to the failure of the direct talks, to which Hamas was strongly opposed, and an attempt to derail the ongoing Fatah-Hamas unity talks.
Well, it seems to me that the Israeli escalation against the Palestinians in the Gaza Strip is part of the Israeli policy to keep Gaza under siege and under pressure for more than 4 years now. But it also seems to me that the latest Israeli escalation coincided with the failure of the peace negotiations, which was launched at the beginning of September.
Shortly after, direct talks between Palestinian Authority and Israel were relaunched in Washington on the 2nd of September. The Israeli Air Force launched a series of airstrikes on Gaza, killing several people. In early October, Israeli warplanes fired missiles at a car in central Gaza, in which three were injured.
And as talks between PA and Israel have reached a dead end, many here believe Gazans have to brace themselves for more Israeli attacks. Yusuf Al-Hilo, Press TV, Gaza.